Gateway Chapel, building your world by His Word.
Amen, amen, amen. Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Please rise to your feet and let me give you the declaration of the month, and that will come from the book of Job. I had a vision, and I saw the Lord give you a weapon. I saw the Lord give you a weapon. If you turn with me to the book of Job, let me just read through and show you. I read from verse 21, chapter 22, Job 22. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. You will be at peace this month. Please mark my words. We have 30 days of peace for you in Jesus' name. It says, thereby good will come to you. I see good come to you this month. In the name of Jesus. It says, please, receive please instruction from his mouth. God will guide you this month. In the name of Jesus. It says, and lay up his words in your heart. Verse 23 says, if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. Verse 28, which is our key focus. It says, you will declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So it means that what we have read from chapter 21 to chapter 27 will be a function of your declaration. The Lord spoke to me that he's giving, I saw in a vision that he's giving you a weapon. This month will be to you your month of spiritual authority. And your authority is to deliver to you everything listed from verse 22 right through to 27. Are you listening to me this morning? And that's why I opened this service up by reminding you that you are what? A spirit. And God has given you a weapon. And that weapon will manifest as you begin to make a what? A declaration. It says you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. Amen. And that is the authority that God has given to you. So this month to every single one of us is a month of what? Spiritual authority. And what are we doing with this authority? We are making a declaration and it will be established for us in the next 30 days. Amen. You know, the next 30 days will be the end of the first half of this year. Am I correct? The next 30 days will be the end of the first half of this year. So we have 30 days to put your weapons to use and bring into manifestation the peace he has for you. He says, now acquaint yourself with him. And he's the one that has given you this authority. Acquaint yourself with the one who has given you this authority, spiritual authority. He says, and be at peace. So we are going to what? Declare peace. He says, thereby good will come to you. So good will come by virtue of your declaration this month. So you will exercise authority. We are exercising authority. This means that we are, it's acquisition by reason of the authority that God has given to us. And how do we put the authority to use? He said, and you shall what? Declare a thing, and it will be established. So the more you declare this month, the more you acquire. I saw it very clearly. It's giving you a weapon. The more you declare this month. Now, I'm not talking about just the same way we should be declaring. No. I need to come into a place of understanding. We are approaching halftime. We have 30 days to halftime. We have a spirit, we have a weapon in our hands, and he has given us a mandate. And the mandate is that it's your month of spiritual authority. And God wants you to make a declaration. So there are some things that will be established this month because you said so. Are you listening? There are some things, and you will return, and then you will say, I made this declaration. I stood by it. I believed it, and I received it. That's what's available to this month. Amen? And you are making that declaration from the ground of authority that he has given us. It's your month of spiritual authority, so your voice should be heard spiritually. Your voice should be heard spiritually, and you will command peace in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a big amen this month? Can I hear a big amen this month? So this month is not for lazy people. If you do lazy, then we will enter halftime. Amen? If you do lazy, we will enter halftime. In other words, June will start. And June will end. And then we'll start counting. Ah, it's already halftime. What have we done this month? But this God is saying that between this day and the next 30 days, there are some things that is within your power to bring to pass. And it's by what? Declaration. Amen? Please lift up your hand and say, Lord, I receive the anointing and the grace to put this weapon to use. Come on, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I receive the anointing. I receive the grace. I receive the wisdom to put this weapon to use. This is my month of spiritual authority. I receive the grace to make the declaration that will establish me this month. Come on, pray. I receive the grace. It says, now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Lord, I receive the grace to make a declaration that will bring me peace. It says, thereby good will come to you. Lord, come on, pray with me. I receive the grace. I receive the empowerment by virtue of my spiritual authority to make good come to me this month in the name of Jesus. It says, I receive, please, instruction from his mouth to make declaration. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth that this is your month of spiritual authority, that you will make a declaration and it will be established to you, for you. It says, if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. Come on, pray. I receive the grace to make the declaration that will cause me to return to the Almighty and to be built up. I receive the grace to make the declaration that will build me up this month in the name of Jesus. It says, then you will lay up gold in the dust. Come on, pray. I receive the grace to make the declaration to bring prosperity upon me and my household. Come on, pray. I receive the grace to make the declaration to establish for me my prosperity in my household. He says, and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. He says, yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. I receive the grace to lay up gold as dust. In other words, it talks about prosperity. It talks about progress. It talks about unlimited promotion. He said, come on, pray. I receive the grace. I receive the grace for my voice to be heard in heaven, to make, by virtue of my spiritual authority, to make the declaration that will establish me in the name of Jesus. He said, and you also will declare a thing, and it will be established for you this month of June in the name of Jesus. He said, and you will lift up your face to God. You will make your prayers to him. He will hear you. He will hear you. He will hear you. He will hear you. You will lift up your voice, your face to God. You will make a prayer to him, and he will hear you. Father, we just thank you. We bless you, Father. By faith, we step into the zone of spiritual authority. We receive the grace to make the declaration that we establish for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we prophesy and we say this first half will end according to your plan in the name of Jesus. Father, we make a declaration that this first half of this year, the month of your breakthrough, will end according to your plans, according to your purpose for us, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your saints, oh God, that we pray, I pray, oh God, for the visitation of the Almighty God, that the weapon you showed me, oh Lord, will rest upon their hands. Lord, that you will give them a voice in the spirit, Father, and that you will cause them by the stirring of your spirit to make a declaration that we establish them forever this month. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, right now, I take authority over the spirit of fear. Lord, I take authority over the spirit of intimidation. Jehovah, I release your people to a sphere of spiritual confidence. Lord, that they will make a declaration and make the declaration boldly, because it is their season of authority. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You will cause their voices to be heard in heaven. You will cause their voices to resound in hell. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Because this month, you have separated them for your visitation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let me tell your neighbor, say, I'm a spirit. Come on, say, I'm a spirit. And I have authority. Come on, say, I'm a spirit. And I have authority. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please may be seated. Did I miss out your testimony, JP? Did you raise your hand for a testimony? I did? Okay, come and share your testimony. Come on, quickly. Did I miss out anybody's testimony? Who? Oh, Pastor BC. Okay, come very quickly. Come. Come. Amen.
Thank God. My probation came to an end, and on the back of the probation, I got a pay rise as well. And I just wanted to give God glory.
Praise the Lord. We are rich. Amen. Amen. We got a pay rise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.